It is 8:15. It's Galesburg's morning news.
Well, shucks.
No, it's more like, hey, shucks.
All right.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us here this morning. We were having fun off the air. All right. Coming up in July the 16th, Saturday the 16th, Casa of Western Illinois, West Central Illinois. Be a superhero for kids. It's a running event, and there's going to be some fun stuff going on. And joining us to talk more about it is the executive director of Casa of West Central Illinois, Kelly Corbin. Kelly, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. So the run is about a month out, but we got a registration deadline coming up soon,
We do have a registration deadline coming up. If you'd like a T-shirt, the deadline is the 20th. We're working on pushing that back a little bit. But right now, if you'd like a T-shirt, it's the 20th.
Well, if you're going to run, you might as well at least get a T-shirt out of it, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what you got to have T-shirts and some goodies afterwards.
All right. So it's Be a Superhero for Kids, 5K, a one-mile fun run, and the Daredevil Kids Dash.
Yes.
So this is one. This is going to take place out at Lake Story Saturday, July 16th, 8:30. So this is one where if you so choose, you dress up like your favorite superhero, right?
We will have a costume contest with some fun prizes, and the kids' dash is new, so they'll be decorating capes beforehand to wear during their dash.
So it will be legal, like, rather than to run, to actually fly like Superman, or with Spider-Man, you go, you know, go webs across the limbs
or
and everything.
Walk or very slowly. That's fine, that. Too.
Or that. Either way. Well, first off, let's get into, we'll get away from the fun stuff for a minute. Talk about CASA of West Central Illinois, court-appointed special advocates, and talk about the organization for somebody who might not know what CASA does.
Sure. Thanks. So, like Tom said, it's the court-appointed special advocates. We advocate and speak up for abused and neglected children in the court systems. We're in four counties, Knox, McDonough, Warren, and Henderson. Right now we're serving a little over 100 children, and we have about 34 volunteers right now.
Wow. That's a lot of kids.
And it is a lot of kids.
And it might not even be all that need the services.
There's about 150 more children who are in need of a volunteer CASA, so there's unfortunately always a need.
Well, that's the other thing. It's the number of volunteers as well. Talk about volunteering and helping. What a volunteer does and how you go about becoming a volunteer for CASA.
So we're operated with volunteer CASAs. They take a 30-hour training course, and then they get sworn in by the judge. It's always a fun day when that happens. And then we assign them a case. And you can choose if you don't want specific criteria. We match you up with a case that best works for you, and then you start visiting your children. By law, you're able to visit with doctors, teachers, you can go to IEP meetings, all those things. And you talk with the biological parents, the foster parents, the caseworkers. You're the gatherer of information. And then you write a report for the judge when you go to hearings to help them decide the best course of action. It gives them a little, you know, you're like the eyes and ears on the ground for the judge so they can make better decisions for the child.
So things like where a child should be living or who they should be living with.
And if the parents are following their service plan, then, you know, things might go in a different direction. Or if the foster home is a good place for them or not a good place for them. Just all those things the judge wouldn't know if there wasn't somebody specifically attached to the case that's just for the child.
Yeah.
And we work in conjunction with the caseworkers and DCFS. We're all on the same team, trying to accomplish the same goal. We're just focused on different things.
So if somebody's interested and they would like to, because, you know, it's all about helping out the kids and getting them in the best situation. How do they go about?
Sure. So they can call or contact or email us anytime. We also host virtual info sessions on the third Wednesday of every month from 12 to 1 and 6 to 7. We have them on event pages on Facebook, and we post the Zoom link. And we're at a lot of summer events. We'll be at Cafe in the Park today, and we're at farmers markets in all four of our counties, the ROE Summerfest, just quite a few places you can swing by and chat with us. And then we usually have classes on Zoom quarterly. Our next class starts July 11th through August 8th from 5:30 to 8:30 every Monday night. So you can, you know, fairly soon you can get signed up and get trained and get going.
And, you know, ideally you have about, 150, 160 CASAs, right?
Yes. In my dream world, yes. We'd be able to cover all the cases. The children who have a CASA are more likely to return home. They're more likely to graduate school. They're more likely to have all their individual needs met. There's just so many benefits to having someone that's just focused on you, that, you know, you want to help every kid that there is.
And so we're looking at, you know, people that I'm guessing you got different ages of volunteers, but one probably a lot of retirees or those that work part time, or maybe even whether possibly college age students or something.
They have to be 21 and available, you know, 5, 8, 10 hours a month, depends. You go to hearings twice a year, so before those months it might be a little heavier. But yeah, we have, you know, 22-year-old college students. I have a doctor. We have retired teachers, just, you know, stay-at-home parents, just a wide range of people and backgrounds, which is great because kids, you know, a teenage boy might relate better to a man than anyone else. You just, you know, you try to find the fit that's going to be the best for the kid. And so people from all kinds of backgrounds are super helpful.
Yeah.
And retired teachers are excellent. When we go to IEP meetings, they know all the ins and outs, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, very good. Kelly Corbin is the executive director of CASA of West Central Illinois. All right, so Be a Superhero for Kids, the run coming up on July 16th, 8:30 out at Lake Story at the shelters by the playground there. We'll talk about what's going to be going on and what people can expect.
Sure. So we'll have our superhero contest. You can walk or run the 1 mile or 5K. I was just talking to a gentleman the other day, and he has a superhero car he's bringing so the kids can have pictures with it. He just took it to the Superman Festival down in Southern Illinois.
Oh, down in Metropolis.
Yeah. So that's exciting. So he's coming to take pictures with, and then, you know, we'll have some snacks after and awards. And we also have our sleepy superhero. So if you'd like to support us but want to sleep in, you can register for that.
That, you know, it's pretty, I've always considered pretty myself a sleepy superhero.
And you get a shirt. I mean, what
could be better?
I'm Hibernation Man.
I will make you a cape for that.
I hope it's a Snuggie.
It's a onesie.
With feet. Got to have the feet in it.
With claws.
Yes.
By the way, I did stop at the Superman statue in Metropolis on my way to Florida.
Oh,
got
well.
Pictures as... Every time I go by there, I can't help it.
It's super fun.
Yeah, it is.
This guy apparently just travels around.
Well,
with his car.
That's really cool.
He has some stickers for the kids. So.
Yeah, superhero car as well. So as of right now, our sign up for the event is by Monday. But you said you may expand that a little bit.
Yeah, if you want your T-shirt,
okay.
We want to get them in time. The T-shirt deadline is the 20th. But you can register all the way up to. You can register the day of. We would just like to, you know, get T-shirts to as many people as possible.
Yeah. And register online, CASAofWestCentralIllinois.org. That's C-A-S-A, CASAofWestCentralIllinois.org. That's how you can get yourself registered. And, of course, as I said, you can register the day of. Probably not going to get your T-shirt, though, unfortunately. But make sure you wear your cape or whatever superhero costume you've got. Hibernation Man. I'm feeling that.
I eat a lot and then I take a nap.
I feel like a lot of people would, you know.
For winter.
Yeah.
I'm Couch Potato Man.
All right. 8:23 Galesburg's Morning News. So Be a Superhero for Kids, and a great way to help out. And also, if you would love to volunteer, at least you can get some information on it. It might be right up your alley. Maybe you've been a big brother or big sister before,
exactly,
and, you know, things like that. Or, like you said, with teachers who have dealt with kids throughout their careers and with the IEPs and things like that. That's a really great idea. But
A lot of people think they don't have time, but they're – like I said, lots of different backgrounds can do it, and there's always enough time.
Yeah, absolutely. And all about helping out the kids, get them in their best situation for them. And by the way, all the kids that participate are going to receive a superhero cape to decorate.
Yeah.
Ah, that'll be fun. Oh, there you go. So maybe you should have Tyler do that, decorate his own, make his own Hibernation Man.
And just put Z's on the back.
That makes all the sense in the world. Or would it be the big H and then the Z's on the front? I'm not sure. How are you?
Oh, I do like that.
Yeah.
I do like that. I'm going to have to incorporate a pillow.
Yeah, I know. We've got time to think about it. Not much, but a little time to think about it. Kelly Corbin, Executive Director of CASA of West Central Illinois, joining us here this morning. Anything else we need to know, Kelly, about CASA or about the Be a Superhero for Kids?
No, we're planning on having lots of fun. We're also doing a fundraiser in September in Macomb, a photo scavenger hunt. So if you're in McDonough County area, stop by. It's September 10th at the Sports Corner, and you'll get a list of things for your group to go out in the town and take a picture of yourselves doing and see if you can win.
Oh, that's really cool. That sounds like fun. All right. Well, Kelly, always appreciate it. Again, get yourself registered, CASAofWestCentralIllinois.org, and be a lot of fun.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Kelly, thank you so much.